in the sand, place with endless blue skies. Love never dies. I'll be the queen of this magnificent land. Such a beautiful dream I wanted to believe. Get lost forever in your dance. But words are just letters loosely held together by the hopefulness of romance. Forever is for diamonds and poets like you. Happy ever after lasts as long as a rainbow in June. I've tried to pretend this story won't end, but they always do. Won't you love is as rare as a true blue moon. You can beg me to forget misunderstandings and regret. Ask me not to tear two hearts apart. Life's sad, but I'm not sorry. This Cinderella story's just schoolgirls counting petals in the dark. Forever is for diamonds and poets like you. Happy ever after lasts as long as a rainbow in June. I've tried to pretend this story won't end, but they always do. Won't you love is as rare as a true blue moon. You can love me now, just know that I. Here's to looking at you, kid. Forever is for diamonds and poets like you. Happy ever after lasts as long as a rainbow in June. I've tried to pretend this story won't end, but they always do. Won't you love is as rare as a true blue moon.
That's Lynn Hansen with True Blue Moon, the first single from her forthcoming solo album Just Words, which is due for release in February 2020. It's the follow-up to the very well-received Uneven Ground from 2017. Now, Lynn Hansen has been very busy in the last few years because you remember she also had the Lynn's album, Heartbreak Song for the Radio. That's the project with Lynn Miles. That was 2018. We're pleased to welcome Lynn Hansen into the Folk Roots Radio studio today. I got to be honest, she looks a little tired because she's just come back from the Midwestern Folk Alliance Conference. And anyone who goes to folk conferences knows that most of what happens occurs in the middle of the night. So she's looking just a little bit tired, but it's great to have her in the studio.
Well, thank you so much, Jan. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I'm kind of amazed I can sit upright on the amount of sleep I've had over the last 4 days.
Well, you know, one of the things I love when I get to talk to musicians is just getting that feeling of how committed they are to their career, and you really are. I mean, you know, I mentioned, you know, Uneven Ground 2017, Heartbreak Song for the Radio with the Lynns 2018. Now we've got this new album, Just Words, that you're getting ready for release in 2020. It really is never ending. And it's good that you love this, because I imagine you say, oh my God, I got to put another album out. But you've never ever felt that, have you?
Oh no, I've never felt that. And I'm actually putting a book of poetry out at the same time with the album.
Oh, very nice.
The album is called Just Words. And for me, I think, you know, words are the most important part, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of any song. And I love a good groove and I love great melody. But to me, you know, the craft is really working on the words. So I finally got up the courage to put out a book of poetry. And so the two things are coming out at the same time. And so I didn't feel that my current schedule was crammed enough. So I figured I would do that too.
We'll definitely talk about that in a few moments. But let's talk about True Blue Moon, because mm-hmm. that was the first single from the album, actually came out a month or so ago. The album is produced by Jim Bryson, but tell us a little bit about True Blue Moon, because this is an interesting story to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it was inspired. I was going to be touring in France, and I wanted to perform some songs in French while I was in France, because I speak French. And I love the language. I think it's such a beautiful language. And so I was looking for I wanted real classic songs. I wanted songs that the people would really relate to, I didn't want to do like a Quebecois song, just simply because I wanted to, if I'm going to go to France, I wanted to play one of their songs, like a song that meant something to them. And so when I was researching, I found the song Ne Me Quitte Pas, which is a Jacques Brel song. And he's actually was from Belgium. And when I was in France, it was the 40th year of the anniversary of his death. And so there was a huge amount of significance around me playing this song. And so, but the thing that really drew me to this song, there was a single line in the album. So Ne Me Quitte Pas, don't leave me. And there was this line where he says, Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton homme. Basically the translation or the meaning would be, you know, I would basically settle to be the shadow of your shadow. And it was one of those images that absolutely stopped me in my tracks. And I couldn't look away. And I fell in love with this song, with this one line. But then I started reading about him, and I read an interview that he gave at one point where he said that Ne Me Quitte Pas was not a love song, that it was about the weakness of men and how they could be manipulated by women. And I thought it sounded like a lot like he had been dumped or something, because I'm thinking, you know, don't leave me sounds an awful lot like a heartbreak song. So what I decided to do was I would write a response to his song from the perspective of a woman who, you know, is being showered by affection by a poet. But she recognizes and this is not her first rodeo. And so she realizes that, you know, there's probably not going to be any longevity to this relationship, because he's someone who is in love with romance, because that's kind of like the idea, I think, that we have of poets, is that they're, you know, they're just so in love with passion. And so that was what the whole True Blue Moon was. So love is, you know, it's as rare as a true blue moon. It's not that likely to happen.
So that song was produced by Jim Bryson, in his studio. Mm-hmm. And I think Catherine McClellan is also on it.
Catherine McClellan sings on it. Yes, she does. She actually sings on four of the tracks on the new record. I love Catherine. She's just such a great songwriter, and she's a wonderful human being. And I actually went out to PEI to spend some time to write for the new record. I was out there for a week, and we went to one of the, I say it's a neighborhood party, but it was an outdoor thing where it was basically like a crazy woods party. And it was just a wonderful time, though, to be out there and hanging out. And so when I was getting ready to record this, I asked Catherine if she would be willing to, you know, could you sing on a track or two? And then she ended up singing on four. And so she is singing on this one.
So tell us about the album. I know there's another single we're going to play very shortly. It will land in February of 2020. How many songs are on the new project?
There's 11 songs on the new project, and it really runs the gamut. Like, I don't tend to be a writer that writes in a single style of music. So for me, an album really is an album, because, you know, people say like, well, why do you bother to put an album out these days? You know, people just stream and they listen to a single song at a time. And I feel if that's how people experience their music, they can. But for those people that still enjoy like reading an entire book, you know, and if you want to hear the story from beginning to end, for me, it's like it's the entire album. And so, you know, it really runs the gamut from sort of like a folk pop type song to like, well, Jim called it my Nirvana song, which is the second single that we're going to hear in a bit. And then I have, you know, I have something that has almost a little bit of a jazzy feel to it. And then, you know, it's really straight up blues songs. So I love all good music. And so for me, I can never really decide that I'm a single style.
Now, talking of people that played on the album, we mentioned Catherine McClellan, but I gather that the wonderful Kevin Bright is also on there. And he played on the Lynn's album as well, didn't he?
He sure did. And Kevin Bright is an amazing guitar player. He's a world-class guitar player. Like, I am astounded at what he can come up with in the studio. Yeah, when I was getting ready to record it, I didn't want anybody else, so I asked him. And when he said yes, I think that probably made my day for a week.
Well, it's always great, and I can only imagine how much, what a thrill it must be for you. I mean, you have a great career yourself, but to have Kevin Bright coming in and playing on your album, I mean, he is, I think, one of the best guitarists there is. There's just no two ways about it.
And I think for your listeners, if they're not familiar with his work, they should go out and take a take a look at, you know, his Johnny Goldtooth project and some of his other material, because he is just a world class guitar player. And we are so lucky in Canada that, you know, we have these people that you don't have to go to LA or Nashville or wherever to find someone who can give you this incredible, like, share their incredible talent. And I that's probably the thing that I'm most grateful for. You know, whenever I'm about to put a record out and when I look back and I see it when it's in its finished state, I am so grateful for the people that have all the talent that they can take my little songs and make them sound so incredibly huge. It's just a real privilege for me to work with these people.
Is it a fair thing to say that he's influenced your own guitar style? I know that on the Linz album you played a lot more electric guitar, and I think on this album and in your touring at the moment you're playing more electric.
Absolutely. And I for the Linz project, you know, obviously we were going to bring Kevin on tour with us. I always kid and say I reversed engineered some of his solos so I could, you know, figure out how are we going to present this stuff. And And I asked some questions about pedals, and I asked other guitar players like Tony D from Monkey Chunk. I got some input from him, and I'm working with Blair Hogan now. He's touring with me now, and I asked him about guitar pedals and stuff. So when I'm writing now, I am writing on an electric guitar sometimes, which I never did before. And the first song that happened on was Heartbreak Song for the Radio for On the Linz, the title track. That whole melody, you know, because somebody brings a song in, and that whole melody was developed on an electric guitar. And I realized at that moment in time that it's almost like an different instrument, because you get this sustain or this effect that you don't get when you're on an acoustic guitar, where maybe you feel you have to keep the melody moving. And all of a sudden there's all this space and you can hold it longer. And so I think that sense of space is much more present on this record in terms of where the pauses are, because of that, you know, that idea that the space doesn't have to be my words, my voice.
So you had Jim Bryson at the control desk on this album. I mean, he's got a great reputation, not just as an artist himself, but as a producer. He's also a bit of a multi-instrumentalist as well. Tell us a little bit about working with Jim.
Oh, Jim, I just think Jim is like a hidden gem genius. I loved working with Jim. He has such an imagination when it comes to sounds, but it's just a wonderful ability to add that tiny little thing that if you're, you know, the listener might not even notice it. If it wasn't there, the song wouldn't be quite so special. And he's a wonderful keyboard player, like piano, keyboards. So, and I say keyboards and piano because I want to, you know, impart the mastery that he has over the sounds that he does with pads and keyboards and effects and things like that, in addition to being a very good, just straight up piano player. But he's also a very good guitar player. Kevin was playing all the lead parts for sure, but Jim's a good guitar player. And he has a sense of groove. I can't remember what we were calling it. I think it was Portuguese Swamp, because he's Portuguese heritage. And I said, his groove, his swing is a slightly different place than mine is. And so for some of the tracks, I had him play the rhythm guitar parts, because I felt that for him to get the vision that he had, because you build a song for at least where I'm sitting, you build a song from the ground up, from the groove up. And so I really wanted him to get exactly the groove that he was looking for. So I just sort of thought, you know what? I wrote the song. I don't have an ego. You play my guitar. Not literally mine, because he's got some very nice ones. But he would come in and just play this part, and it would just have a slightly different feel. And then, you know, the drums and the bass, because we're sort of recording those parts live off the floor together, the groove would be just ever so slightly different. And then when you went to put the keyboard parts in, or when you went to put the Kevin Bright parts in on guitar, and even the vocals, all of a sudden the song had a slightly different feel. And it's like, I like it. And it was like discovering something totally new. So there's a lot of joy in that studio for me to get to work with Jim.
It certainly sounds like it's a great project. Again, remember that arrives February 2020. But we also have this book of poetry. So tell us a little bit about how that came about.
So in 2016, I put out a book of haiku. And the book of haiku was basically a writing exercise. And people took a bit of a shine to what I was posting on social media. And so someone dared me to do a book with them. And so I did. I ended up putting a book together. But I never felt really comfortable that I was a good enough writer to be able to be a poet. Because to me, the poets are at the top of the food chain. There's no song. There's no melody. There's nothing you could hide behind. And then I read a book, Katerina Vermette. I read her book. She's a Winnipeg-based poet. And I read it on the plane from Winnipeg to Ottawa. And by the time I got home in Ottawa, I decided that I wanted to be a poet because I loved her style so much. And I felt that it was very similar. Like, I see words like that, where at the end of the poem, there's sort of an exclamation mark. Here's the moral of the story. And it's almost like the title of a song, the role that that title plays of a song is what those last few lines in a poem, the role that they play. And so I started writing poetry without the inhibition that I had had up until that moment in time. I was self-conscious. I felt like I can't do this, which is funny because I'm a writer. But I didn't feel it was good enough to just use words. And so I just kind of started to branch out and take some chances and try to hone my craft in that area. And so when I felt like I had enough of a body that it was potentially possible, I thought, well, this, I could do this. And then there's several songs on the record that started as poems, just words, actually. The title track was a poem, and it was a very different poem. And I couldn't write the song. It took me 3 years to write the song from the poem. So I thought that it felt to me like the circle had closed when I got that song finished. I thought, you know, I think I want to present these two things at the same time. It's like this, because they to me, they're no longer separate. They're what I am as a writer. I'm all those things. And so I want to present them at the same time because I feel that it just somehow was meant to be.
And what's the name of the poem anthology?
It's also called Just Words.
Just Words. Does it have any connection to any of your lyrics? Or
what I did is I put the lyrics for this album in the book because so many people stream music these days. And so the one downside to streaming is you don't get the benefit
of
the lyrics. And to me, you know, because of the kind of writer that I am, you know, I've been called a heartbreak poet. And so it's sort of one of those things where, well, it is poetry, and I am not presenting it any other way. But I didn't want to bring other songs in because I felt like it needed to be something fresh, and all these are new. And so what I did is there's the book itself has three parts. There's poems, there's haiku, because that's where I started, and then there's the lyric section. So there's sort of three sections to the book.
That sounds really exciting. You've got to be honest, you know, and it's funny. I do radio, and sometimes I feel that, you know, that we've almost moving too far over to the streaming side because a lot is being lost. I mean, I'm really encouraged that vinyl has come back so strongly because when you have that vinyl album, there's a much larger space to write information, you know, about who played on the record, yeah, you know, the lyrics of the record, or, you know, the deep thoughts of the person like yourself who's created them.
Wait till you see the vinyl for this record. We did a die cut. For the listeners who aren't familiar with that term, it basically for the jacket of the album, they cut out part of it, and so it's got a die cut on the front, and so you can see the insert sleeve through the die cut, and that insert sleeve is the artwork for the actual CD. So the whole thing goes together, but then the vinyl itself is white vinyl.
It's just
like the entire package together is just stunning.
It sounds like it's going to be certainly a great project, great album. The album will arrive in February of 2020, as we've mentioned before. And then I imagine you'll be back touring and...
Yep, I start touring February 1st for the new record. I have a couple of shows in Ontario, just in the Ottawa area in January, but I'm out in Banff and I'm in Winnipeg before that, so I was a little tied up. But I'll be out in BC in February, and then I have my a couple of Ontario dates to release the album here at home. And then I go to Europe. I'm in England, Germany, and Holland. And then I'm in the northeast of the United States in May. Then I go to Texas. I'm going to the Maritimes as well. I almost forgot about that. And Europe again in fall of 2020, and the Midwest and the Northeast and Alberta. So I don't know that I'm going to be home in 2020.
But you're quite happy on the road, which is...
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, having the opportunity to share songs with an audience, you know, I think it's just such a privilege. You know, I really do have the best job in the world. It's not the easiest job in the world, but I'm very lucky to get to do it. And it's such a joyful thing to be able to share songs and the messages in them with people in a live setting, because you get the real personality of the performer and the songwriter when you get to see them live. You know, I've been told that I'm funny, but you don't necessarily get to see that when you're just listening to music, because it's a static thing. But you come to the show and you get the opportunity to see the person and the performer as they are, which is kind of cool.
Oh, it sounds very cool. People want to learn more information about Lynn Hansen, you know, check out for the shows that are coming up. Go to lynnhansen.com, and that's Lynn with an E.
That's right, and Hansen with an O.
Hansen with an O. That's great. It's been great to have you join us. Now, we're very lucky because we're going to get to play the second single from the new album, which is the title track, which is Just Words. Tell us a little bit about this song.
So the reason that I named the album Just Words and this track is a title track is because for me, I feel that in this day and age that we are not recognizing how important and how much impact our words have on others. And, you know, you see it in social media. You know, you see the most terrible things being tweeted out, and by leaders, and somehow the there is no limit to what we can say about one another to one another. And you know, there was this, and it's in the, I make reference to the in the song, and you'll hear that it's the idea that, you know, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And I think it's such a mistruth. That statement could not be more wrong. I think that the easiest thing that we could do as a society to be more kind to one another is to choose our words more carefully. And so it takes so little effort to speak to another person as you would want to be spoken to. And so, you know, I've never been the type of artist to be, to take a stand on things. I always joke that I'm way too self-absorbed to write about other people. But on this record, there's quite a bit of that kind of content. And I think this song for me is, as an artist, I felt it was really important to address the concept of, you know, the verbal bullying. And we hear a lot about that in the media and in the news. You know, I think it's the subtle things. It's the little things. It's not even it's not even when you say something terribly bombastic to another person. It can be yes, a very subtle thing. That can really hurt people. And I think it would be really nice if the society could have a little bit less of that hurt, because I think there's happiness to be found, you know, when we can reduce the level of hurt that lives out there.
That's a good way to finish this interview. Lynn Hansen, it's always a pleasure to have you join us in the studio. This is Lynn Hansen with the title track from her forthcoming album. It's entitled Just Words. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me, Jan.
Daddy's little girl says she's his whole world. He never raised a hand, 'cause he ain't that kind of man. Never pays any mind the things he says that are so unkind. Careless words that cut so deep. her what she's supposed to be. Nobody's gonna save you. Nobody's gonna make a way for you. Nobody thinks it matters what they say. Just words anyway. Just words anyway. Young boys can be so sweet, so cruel, so indiscreet. Young girls spreading lies in the dark. Nasty bite to go with that bark. Keep your head down, keep your head down, keep your head down. Don't make a sound, make a sound, don't make a sound. Get lost, stay safe in the crowd. Cause whispered words can be so goddamn loud. Nobody's gonna save you. Nobody's gonna make a way for you. Nobody thinks it matters what they say. Just words anyway.